A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Ayin Zayin, Shabbos 77A, pagination 153, but we're going to start from the facing page, the first line of the Mishnah, which is in the middle of the page. So we are on Ayin Vav Amud Beis 76B, pagination 152, in order to start. The Mishnah states, Hamotzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKos, the amount of wine that a person would have to take out on Shabbos in order to be in violation, is the amount to mix and create a kos, a cup of wine. In other words, it was understood that you're going to be mixing the wine with water to dilute it, and the amount of wine necessary to create a kos, a glass of wine, that's the amount that's considered the Shabbos violation. It's an amount of value. Drop down to the Gemara part of this page, which is five lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Tana, we learnt. What kind of cup are we talking about? Kedei mezigas kos yofe. To mix a good cup. A good cup. Well, my kos yofe, what's a good cup? What's a nice cup? Kos shel bracha. The cup of blessing. So Rashi tells us, because a kos shel bracha, the cup of Birchas HaMazon, that you're going to recite Birchas HaMazon over this cup of wine, that cup has certain halachas. You have to wash it out, you have to make it nice. So that's the cup that we're referring to. And by extrapolation, we're going to be able to figure out how much wine are we actually talking about, because we know how much wine is necessary in order to make Kiddush, in order to recite Birchas HaMazon, in order to do Arba Kosos on Pesach, how much of a cup is needed, and therefore how much of the concentrate, so to speak, the wine part of the mix, when you mix it with water, how much of that wine was actually needed. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuah, Koshal Bracha, how much does a Koshal Bracha actually need? Tzorach sheyehe bo rova revius. It needs a fourth of a revius. A revius is an amount from a lug, a fourth of a lug, and we need a quarter of that of wine, kedei sheyimazgenu v'yamar al revius, in order that when you mix it, you should get what we call a revius, a quarter of a lug. Amar Rava, Rava said, this is matching Afanan nami tinyana, that which we learned onto the today's daf, top line, hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas hakos, if you take out wine, the amount that would be needed to mix and create the cup of bracha, v'tani yaloh kedei mezigas kos yofev, uktani seifo shor kol hamashkim berevius, and we see at the end of that same Mishnah that drinks generally are a revius. So if you're going to discuss by wine a new concept, not the amount that you're actually going to drink, but the amount of the concentrate, the amount of the regular wine that's needed, strong wine, in order to dilute it and create a revius, so if you know that it's going to be diluted in a certain way, then you know your ratios. For Rava Letaimei, and this follows Rava according to his reasoning, the Amar Rava, Rava's practice was, Kol Chamra de lo Dori Achad Talas Maya, if you don't mix wine with three portions of water, Lav Chamrahu, it's not wine, it's too concentrated. So you see that if he's adding one portion of wine to three portions of water, so the amount of wine that we're dealing with is a quarter of the requisite amount that you're going to use for the kos. So that's a quarter of a revius. Just to do the math, we'll arbitrarily call a lug 16 ounces. A revius halug, a quarter of a lug, is going to be 4 ounces, and that would be the revius. And if you want to know how much wine you need as the concentrate roll in this mixture, so you need 1 ounce. because you're going to be mixing the wine with three portions water, end up with 4 ounces, which is the revius. Okay. Omar Abaye. Abaye says, 5 lines from the top of the page, Shtei tshuvas bedover, there are 2 challenges to what you, Rava, just presented. Now, as Rava presented, very straightforward, seems very simple. You have something called a drink, which is the koshel bracha, which is a revius. You have something of kidei mezigas kos yafa, the amount of wine that you need in order to do the mixing and produce drinkable wine, which is basically like a concentrate. You're putting 1 to 3. And Abaye says there are 2 challenges. Ditnan. Choda ditnan. 1 challenge is like this. V'hamazuk shnei chelkei mayim ve'echad yayin minayayin hashironi. When the Gemara in Nida wants to describe how red something is, it describes it as 1 to 2 when it's yayin hashironi. That means that Rava is describing a ratio of 1 to 3. The wine goes to 3 portions water in ratio. And the Gemara there, to describe how red is in the laws of Nida, so it describes it as take Yayin Hashironi and dilute it with 2 portions of water. 1 to 2. It's a different number here. So he's challenging Rava from this description of how Yayin Hashironi, wine from Sharon, should be diluted. Va'od, and a second question, Mayim Bekad Umitzdarfin. Water is still in the pitcher, and you're including it in the Shabbos violation. Let's picture what's going on here. The person takes, in our example, 1 ounce of raw wine, undiluted wine. You're telling me it's not drinkable. You're telling me that you have to dilute it with 3 parts of water. Well, according to my challenge, maybe with 2 parts of water, but it has to be diluted before it's going to be usable. And the Mishnah is telling me that this wine, before it's diluted, is going to be a Shabbos violation. It has no use. It has to be diluted. Listen to the words of Abaye. Mayim Bekad, the water that you're going to use to make this usable, is still in the pitcher. He's not carrying out on Shabbos. So he's carrying out an unusable substance. It's not enough. It's not diluted yet. It's not usable. These are Abaye's 2 challenges. Just as an aside, a cute observation, the word Sharon as a place shows up in the Tefillah of Yom Kippur. One of the things that the Kohen Gadol davened for was Anshei HaSharon, the people who lived in Sharon, and presumably it's the same place. You take a look there, Art Scroll brings very beautifully the different reasons that he davens for the people of Sharon. The land was very weak, and they had to rebuild their homes because they would sink. It wasn't a stable environment. They also were susceptible to floods that would wash away the houses, cause them to cave in. We understand, after the recent hurricane, you could start understanding the power of a flash flood if the house is not strong. Even if the house is strong, who knows? It gets washed away. So in any case, this wine from Sharon is what Abaye asked from, that the ratio was only 1 to 2, and not, as Rava is describing, 1 to 3. Amale Rava, Rava responds, Ha deka amet shnei chelkei mayim ve'echad yayin min hayayin hashironi. This that you found me in the Gemara in Nida, that the ratio to dilute wine from Sharon is 1 to 2. Yayin hashironi l'chud rafi. That's particular to the rule that's applied to the wine from Sharon, because it's weak wine. And weak wine only gets a ratio of 1 to 2. I'm comfortable with that. But the wine that we are familiar with, Rava insists, is 1 to 3. This answer opens up a tremendous aspect of practical halacha, because everybody asks, what about our wines in our time? Pesach time in particular, you got to drink 4 cups of wine. How much can you dilute the wine? If you go with Rava, it's 1 to 3. If you take Anshei Hasharon, weaker wine, it's 1 to 2. And typically, if you look at the handbooks for Pesach, you'll see that they're following the pattern of the Anshei Hasharon, weaker wine, as it's described in the Gemara, and they talk about 1/3 wine, 2/3 either grape juice or water, depending on what you can handle, but they're not dealing with Rava's very straightforward, you know, very strong statement that it's 1 to 3 before it becomes usable. That's not what we do. When you're stuck, diabetics, etc., you could dilute it, but you're not diluting it according to Rava's description. At best, you're diluting it according to the Anshei Hasharon. Inami, a second answer, Hasa Mishum Chazusa, over there, the Gemara Nida never could be asked on me because it was only describing color. It was never describing what's considered wine. It was just how, what shade of red is still considered red in the laws of Nida. Avot the time of Boitfei, but if you want the proper taste, you have to dilute it even more. I noticed in the Dirsha Mishneh Berurah, they make a comment that even though you're going to try to experiment and see what gives you the taste of wine and how much you can dilute it, but they make an observation that some wines actually add additives to enhance the wine taste. And that's not real wine. That's an additive. That's no different than all the color and taste, fragrance, anything that's added into foods today, Mr. Scientist. Yes? Plenty of things that get added in. So you're getting a false positive. It may taste like wine, but it's nothing more than, let's say, a perfume that tastes like wine. They figured out how to mix the chemicals. So they're worried about that aspect as well. I know Star K writes it should still have 4% wine content if you want to get wine status. And well, the different places can come on out on record on exactly how to do the dilution, but it's certainly not as extreme as Rava was describing for wines that are stronger. Udaka Amrit, and this that you're asking me, Mayim Bekadu Mitzdarfin, that the water is still in the pitcher, and you're telling me that it's a Shabbos violation because I took out something of substance, says Rava, no problem, in Shabbos, Midi Defasha Bo'inon. For Shabbos use, something that's important, something that people would save, they would hang on to, that's what you need. Vanami achoshev, the concentrate of wine needed to be mixed with water, that 1 ounce, or whatever it is, that's valuable. If you want to take out iced tea, so you need a revius, for argument's sake, 4 ounces. But if you want to take out the concentrate wine, so then by all means, it's going to be whatever the concentrate is, and that's what the Mishnah was describing. One final observation regarding dilution. There was a big discussion in Halacha regarding reconstituted grape juice. So some want to, what happens is they dehydrate the grape juice, they ship it, and then they reconstitute it, similar to the way you make Coca-Cola from a syrup. That they're using the concentrate, but over here they dehydrated it, they took out the water. I guess orange juice from concentrate would be the best example. So the problem is, are you reconstituting it and it's fine? You're not adding water, you're just putting back the water that was there, so to speak, even though it's not necessarily the same water. It's probably not. That was the whole point, to save on shipping costs. Or you're adding water to a concentrate, and the rate of dilution is greater than what's allowed. And using reconstituted grape juice for Kiddush was considered a big question. Instead, we particularly look for original grape juice if you're going to do that. Yoshei Koach, have a great day.
What? Transfer.
You're carrying...